This is WCRB in Concert with Rockport Music and the Takash String Quartet. Beethoven's string quartets shed a bright and beautiful light on the life of a working string quartet. And in the hands of the Takash, Beethoven really shines. We'll hear them play quartets from early, middle, and late in his career tonight in an all-Beethoven concert from the Shaolin-Lu Performance Center overlooking the bay in Rockport, Massachusetts. I'm Alan McClellan. Welcome to WCRB in Concert with Rockport Music and the Takash String Quartet. The Shaolin-Lu Performance Center in Rockport has one of the best ocean views in the world, looking out onto the back harbor and the waves crashing onto Front Beach. It's quite a sight and a great place to take in a concert. Rockport Music brings some of the world's greatest musicians to play in this beautiful setting with that ocean scene as a backdrop. And in this concert, it's the renowned Takash Quartet, taking us on a journey through three stages in Beethoven's career. We begin with the second. It's one of the Opus 18 quartets, which owe a lot to Mozart and Haydn, Beethoven's teacher. And then we'll hear the dramatic 11th quartet, nicknamed the Serioso. Beethoven said that one should never be performed in public. And finally, a masterpiece of string quartet writing from near the end of his life, the 14th quartet, Opus 131. Three different quartets, but each contains a spirit of spontaneity. In an interview, first violinist Edward Dusenberry talked about the challenge of sounding spontaneous while getting things technically right.
Whenever we're playing a Beethoven program, we're just trying to tap into that amazing spirit of innovation and fantasy that runs throughout his music. And of course, it's a little bit of a contradiction because we have to rehearse very hard. We have to know what we're doing and exactly what's happening next. And yet at the same time, we try to recreate it in a way that it has elements of surprise and fantasy in it.
Now from the Shaolin-Lu Performance Center at Rockport, here's the Takash Quartet expressing the fantasy in Beethoven's second string quartet, in concert from WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's Second String Quartet, showing the influence of Mozart and Haydn, but very much in the composer's own voice. And we heard the Takash String Quartet, violinists Edward Dusenbury and Carolee Schrantz, violist Geraldine Walter, and cellist Andras Fire in concert at Rockport's Shaolin-Lu Performance Center. The Takash Quartet was founded by four students at the Music Academy in Budapest in 1975. And in 1983, the group accepted an invitation to become quartet in residence at the University of Colorado at Boulder. When first violinist Gabor Takash Naj left the group in 1993, the British violinist Edward Dusenbury, fresh out of the Juilliard School, became the first non-Hungarian to join the group. In my conversation with Edward Dusenbury, I asked him how that felt.
I think when I first went and worked with the then three Hungarians in Boulder, Colorado, where we're still based, I was struck by their sort of warmth of personality. And, you know, when you're at a music school, you do spend a lot of time kind of trying to correct mistakes. And if you're doing competitions as a young player, that's very much on your mind. I think that it was very liberating for me to work with these Hungarian musicians who, there's always a sense of adventure and warmth and humor in their approach. And so I hope that we've tried to stay true to that spirit of the young quartet, the young Takash quartet.
You mean not taking it too seriously?
Yeah, the trouble is quartets is a very intense way of life. You spend more time with each other than you do with your families, and you have to work very hard. The line between sounding good and not sounding very good is a thin one, and you're always working to... So it is serious work, but these are people who have good senses of humor, and we try not to take ourselves too seriously. I think having four people that you're always traveling around with, you know, it's a little different than being a soloist. If you're four of you in a minivan for 5 hours driving before you play a concert, then everyone needs to lighten up a little bit and just, you know, have some fun. Otherwise, it would be unbearable.
And even though they avoid taking themselves too seriously, the Takash next takes on Beethoven's Serioso, the 11th string quartet. Beethoven wrote this for his own little circle of friends. He didn't think it was suitable for the wider public.
I think, yeah, it's a bit of a mystery, and it's quite funny that everyone's just ignored that comment. I mean, it took a while for the piece to be published, but ever since then, everyone's been playing it. It's just rather uncompromising. It's not a piece that is really intended to please. He could do that, but there was another side to his personality that really resisted having to please audiences, please patrons, please players. So he had a group of close friends and followers that he knew would kind of allow him to write whatever he wanted to. And so I think in this piece he was sort of writing for them and trying to resist the pressure to be popular.
That's the Takash String Quartet's first violinist, Edward Dusenbury. You can hear more of my interview with Edward Dusenbury when you visit our website, classicalwcrb.org, and subscribe to our podcast, The Answered Question. Dusenbury has some fascinating insights into the life of a string quartet. He also talks about the book he's written about joining the Takash Quartet and playing Beethoven with them. The book is called Beethoven for a Later Age, The Journey of a String Quartet. ClassicalWCRB.org is also where you can find a link to Rockport Music and all the exciting details of the 2017 Rockport Chamber Music Festival. I'll have more about that for you later on in this program. Now let's listen to Beethoven's 11th quartet, Opus 95 in F minor. In Dusenbury's words, a terse, explosive piece of music. It's the Takash Quartet in Rockport on WCRB in Concert.
Thank you. Thank you.
Beethoven's 11th String Quartet, the Serioso, played by the Takash String Quartet at the Shaolin Lu Performance Center in Rockport on WCRB In Concert.